This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo. After the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June of last year, abortion became illegal across much of the South and forced people seeking the procedure to take on the combined financial strain of time off work, childcare, and travel across state lines. Tennessee has one of the strictest abortion bans, so groups that fund abortions there are changing their model to help residents get care out of state. From Nashville, WPLN's Paige Flager reports.
Hannah never thought she'd get an abortion. We're not using her last name to protect her privacy. But she realized she was pregnant after protection failed, and she didn't want to have a baby.
I took about 3 weeks to decide. So I ended up traveling out of state my 7th week and getting an abortion, a medical abortion.
She took multiple days off work and paid for gas to drive the hundreds of miles to Virginia. Then she handed over more than $500 out of pocket for the abortion pill.
I mean, I'm incredibly lucky I had those resources, and it really made me very aware of how privileged I was in that case.
But Robin Baldridge from Abortion Care Tennessee says most Tennesseans don't have those resources.
Already the cost of just accessing an abortion within the state of Tennessee was inaccessible for the majority of patients attempting to access it.
Her organization, which is Tennessee's Abortion Fund, has had to pivot from giving grants to clinics within the state to giving it to clinics in surrounding states, with the money earmarked for Tennessee residents.
They can use our block grant for anything the patient needs, whether it's also offering them a gas card to help get there or just anything associated with these mounting costs now that Tennessee patients have to travel out of state for care.
Since the Supreme Court decision, Baldridge estimates that Abortion Care Tennessee has pumped hundreds of thousands of dollars into out-of-state clinics and has helped over 1,000 people. But Tennessee's abortion clinics are also taking on the costs of leaving by opening new clinics in neighboring states. Jennifer Pepper is the CEO of Choices, a Memphis clinic that opened a new location just over the state line in Illinois. She says once someone takes care of money and travel, there's still the issue of being able to get an appointment.
There are fewer clinics in the U.S., and there are still about the same number of patients needing to access care. And that is just a math problem that doesn't work out in favor of patient access at some point.
Since the Illinois clinic opened in October, Pepper says bookings have poured in from Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, and even as far away as Texas. From Nashville, I'm Paige Flager for Marketplace.